You're listening to SBS News.
For people of faith, visiting a place of worship can provide consolation and bring peace. Being locked out during Melbourne's second COVID-19 shutdown has seriously harmed some worshippers, says Father Evmenios Vassilopoulos, Archdiocesan Vicar for Northcote from the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese.
People are often calling, very distressed, very anxious. We actually even have some of our community members going to a place of worship and hanging on to gates and crying and weeping, wanting to come in just to light that candle.
Live streaming has helped some congregations stay connected, but the president of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Dr. Mohammed Mohideen, says virtual group prayer doesn't work for his faith.
For us, with regard to congregation prayers, we must have that physical connection, be it two square meters or 3 square meters. Even that is still a physical connection where we are in one area. We can be in multiple rooms, but where the imam is standing, there must be that connection. If that connection is not there, there's no congregation prayer.
Victoria's roadmap for reopening hasn't filled worshippers with hope. Under third step restrictions already in place in regional Victoria, restaurants, cafes, pubs and bars can open for 50 people outdoors and up to 20 people indoors. In contrast, outdoor religious gatherings are limited to 10 people plus one faith leader. Indoor worship is limited to individual households or bubbles plus a faith leader. Over 10,000 people have signed a petition calling for equitable access. The petition is supported by Father Marcus Golding, assistant priest at St Bernard's Catholic Parish in Bacchus Marsh.
It was something that unified so many different people of faith. So we had Greek Orthodox, the Islamic Council, Catholics, Presbyterians. All people of faith in Victoria can see that there's a problem here, and we're speaking as one voice to ask the Premier to make this simple change.
Father Evmenios Vassilopoulos says places of worship can reopen safely.
Social distancing is not a problem. Wearing masks is not a problem. We have our sanitizers, all our places of worship. So there are ways that we can indeed, contribute.
Almost 60% of Victorians identified as religious at the last census. Faith leaders hope the next easing of restrictions, expected to be announced on Sunday, will bring them some relief. Matt Connellan, SBS News.